Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Testing.
Okay, today's the 24th of March, and it's about almost 8 o'clock, huh?
Yeah. It's 8 o'clock.
Is it 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 100 hours. Florinda.
Yeah.
It was cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to be at some other places. What I need to know is, what happened here last night, or Friday night?
Friday night?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Apparently there were some people here, and then some other people arrived. What was going on?
Okay, I wasn't sure what was going on because I came home, like I told you, I came home around 9:45, I don't really...
About 9:45?
Yeah, because I got out of work around 9:30.
Where do you work at?
At Camarillo Pick and Save.
Camarillo Pick and Save?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got home about 9:45?
Yeah, but I don't exactly know.
Okay. And when you got home, what was going on?
When I got home, me and my cousin dropped me off, right?
Okay.
She's 21 years old and she works for the best here, and she drops me off every time she works with me.
Okay.
So last night she dropped me off here, and her mom and her sister is at my other house over there. Like I told you last night, we have two houses.
Yeah, this house, the address here is 140?
Yeah, 140, and the other one's
126.
Yeah.
Okay.
As my cousin dropped me off yesterday night, there was people outside, but I didn't know what was going on.
They dropped you off here?
Yeah, my cousin dropped me off over here.
Okay.
And then I was getting out of the car, and my little sister, that little one that we were talking last night, she talked to me, that my cousin's mom and sister still in the other house, and she was supposed to pick them up. So I said, my cousin goes, oh yeah, my mom and my sister still there. I forgot about them already. And I go, oh really? And then he goes, yeah. And then the fellow goes, and dad's over there too.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh okay. So I go, does he want me to go over there? And she goes, oh, I don't know, it's maybe. And so we went over there.
He walked over there?
No, my cousin's still here.
Oh, okay.
She was still talking to us. So she drove over there.
To the other house.
Yeah. And
okay.
she walked in for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we had like a little talk, you know, how things were going for like a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took off. So we walked him outside, right? And that's when we were in the garage, because we walked him outside to take his mind. And that's when, like, right when we left, all the cars, I said, I told you that, all the
okay.
cars. Like,
but you said when you got home here, when you first pulled up
mm-hmm.
here, you said there were people here.
Mm-hmm, that's what I said.
People that were visiting your house, or
I don't know exactly.
Where were they standing? Where were they?
They were in the front yard. They
in
were
the front
talking.
Yard?
There was like about a couple people outside, and
oh.
some of them were in here.
There's just a few people around your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you recognize them? Did you know who they were?
They were my cousin Jeremy, my cousin, who and his girlfriend and Stacy.
Your cousin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or 17,
did he go to school?
Yeah, Santa Clara.
At Santa Clara High?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was here?
Mm-hmm.
And he had his girlfriend was here?
Yeah, but I think they were inside the house.
What was the girlfriend's name?
I don't know.
Okay, and who else was here?
Who else was here?
Mm-hmm.
I said,
yes, I did. That's whose cousin?
Ivana's cousin.
Okay.
My cousin.
How old is Jeff?
17. 16, 17, I'm not sure.
Okay, where'd he go to school?
Rio Mesa.
Excuse me?
Rio Mesa.
At Rio Mesa?
Yeah.
Okay, who else did you see here?
I don't know, like, there's some, I don't know, it's like, I don't know their names, they're like, it's a were some accidents.
Okay, so there were people just standing around in the front yard?
Yeah, there
How many people were standing around?
I don't know. I didn't count them.
Okay. More than six? Less than six? More than 12? What do you think?
I don't know. They were less than that because I only saw a couple of faces in that
okay.
room.
So less than six?
Yeah, about that.
Okay, so you talked with your cousin who dropped you off and you
mm-hmm.
went down to the other house?
The other house. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that's when we walked.
You walked her outside after
yeah.
you talked for a while, and then
uh-huh.
you said you saw some cars.
Yeah, and that's when the last door in the garage, because
okay.
we walked them outside.
Is the garage
that's
door open or is
yeah,
it closed?
Yeah, it was
the
open.
The garage door is open. Okay, and where are you standing now?
I was right there inside the garage.
Okay, are you in the garage or outside the garage?
Well, it's like, we know how to close the door right there.
Mm-hmm. Just right where the door closes?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're standing there, and what did you see?
Cars.
What kind of cars?
I told you last night there was one of them with Cadillac.
One you thought was a Cadillac?
Yeah.
What color was that car you thought was a Cadillac?
It's either a light blue or gray.
Light blue or gray. Okay. And any other cars you saw?
Well, I saw a brown one, but I don't exactly know what kind of car it was.
A brown car. Are these cars you've never seen before?
Mm-mm.
But you don't know what kind?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You said something about a yellow car, too.
Yellow car, yeah.
Okay. What kind of car was a yellow car?
Was
it big or little?
Little
car. Did you recognize any of the people? Could you see the people in it?
I saw a few guys, but I don't really... I saw their faces, but I'm really...
You don't know who... Do you know who they are?
Mm-mm.
What nationality were the two people you saw?
Yeah. Well, not brown. Blonde, but they were kind of like brown, kind of.
Okay. But nationality, were they like Caucasian, or were they Mexican, or were they... Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Mm-mm.
So you saw their faces, but you don't know who they are.
Mm-mm.
Which car was it that you saw the faces in?
The yellow car.
And which way were these cars going? This way or that way?
That way. And the yellow car make a U-turn right there in front of us.
Made a U-turn where?
Where we were, the other house.
Down there?
Yeah, he stopped, he pulled over on the side, and then he turned around, and he stopped right there. You know where our garage is?
Mm-hmm.
You know where the parking spot right in front of it?
Mm-hmm.
The house, we parked right there. We stopped right there, and one guy came out of the car, but I don't know who it was.
So yellow car made a U-turn in front of the house at 126?
Mm-hmm.
And stopped in front of the house?
Mm-hmm, and one of the guys came out.
Where did the other cars go? The brown car?
The one over that one. The one over here.
Other two cars drove up towards this house?
Mm-hmm,
did they
cars.
Stop up here or did they turn and go up that way?
I didn't see because I was paying attention to that yellow car.
Okay, you just saw them drive up this way.
Yeah, but I didn't see them stop or nothing because I told you like that
okay.
I was trying to get their license plate, but I couldn't.
Why would you want to get their license plate?
Because cause one of the guys came out and I was like, you know, in case something happened.
Oh, okay. And when the guy got out, did you see him very well?
No, I couldn't, because he ran over there somewhere, but I didn't see
where did he run to?
He went from the car, he went that way. And that's when my sister, I grabbed
down,
her.
Down that way? Okay, the street, the street here is what street that we're on?
Greenbelt.
This is Greenbelt. Down at the end, it's what street?
Bradford.
So he ran towards Bradford?
No, he didn't really. Actually, I didn't see him. He went to the corner. I just saw him run a little bit. And then that's when my sister wanted to run to go where they were at. And then
so he ran across the street?
Probably. I didn't see him where he went.
Well, when he gets out of the car, did he get out of the driver's side or the passenger side?
I don't know, because I'm not sure if it's four doors or two doors.
So
I can't remember.
Okay, so you don't know which side he got
mm-hmm.
out. Okay, but he ran across the street, or would he run on this side of the street?
He just ran on this side of the street, and then that's when I turned around because my sister was saying something to me, and I couldn't hear what she was saying. That's when I grabbed the wet, and then...
What's your sister's name? This morning. This morning. Mm-hmm. That's right. Felicia. She was saying something, and but you didn't remember what it was?
Mm-mm. She was talking to me, and that's when I grabbed her.
Why did you grab her?
Because she was trying to go over where the people were, the yellow car.
Because what?
Because she was trying to go over where the yellow car was. And I don't know why, and that's when I grabbed her. And
so she tried to walk over to where the people were in the yellow car, and you grabbed her?
Mm-hmm. And that's when...
Why did you grab her?
Because I didn't want her to go over there. And she asked me why, and she goes, well, because I didn't want her to, I told her to not to go there because she did, I don't know what's going to happen. I told her not to go.
Did you think something bad was going to go on or happen?
No, I don't, well, yeah, but not really. I don't know what's going to happen.
You just didn't want her going over
Mm-mm.
there. Okay, then what happened?
And then we went inside the house to call the cops.
Why did you go in to call the police?
Because they were fighting, started fighting outside.
Where were they fighting?
In the front of the house. One girl was by the truck was.
Where the truck was? How many people were fighting over there?
Three, I think it was. Okay. I saw three people in there.
Three people fighting?
Yeah, but I couldn't see who they were.
Near truck, is that, you mean like the camper truck that's over there?
Yeah.
Could you describe those three people?
Mm-mm.
What they were wearing, maybe?
No. They all were in pants.
Yeah, but I mean, could you tell, like, what color shirt or jacket or anything?
Oh, I saw what Adrian was wearing. Because he ran in front of me, like, not in front of me, but by the light.
Okay.
That's what I saw.
That's your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you saw your brother run by?
Mm-hmm. I saw me. Clothes I remember.
And you recognized him as your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who ran by first, your brother or the other people?
The other guy.
Okay.
I don't know who it was, I couldn't see him.
Other guy ran by first?
Mm-hmm.
And then how about the third guy? Was he last? Or when did he run by?
Huh?
When did the third person run by?
Right when they were running.
Okay. So you saw your brother run by, but the other guy ran first?
Yeah.
Okay, then your brother.
Yeah.
When did the third person run?
Run after.
Afterwards? After them?
After, yeah. Okay. Well, like, right after. Well, they were running like
almost
next to each other, like almost
together. Okay.
Yeah.
The third person that came by, do you remember what he had on?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't.
And the three of them were doing what?
There's only two guys that were fighting, but
okay.
The other guy wasn't.
Two guys that were fighting. Is
mm-hmm.
that your brother and the other guy?
That's what I couldn't see.
Okay, so you just two out of the three were fighting, but
yeah.
You didn't know who was fighting.
Mm-mm.
Okay. And you're still standing up in the garage?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that time.
Oh, okay.
They were fighting now.
Two out of three fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Unknown who?
Mm-mm.
You didn't know whether it was your brother or who was fighting?
No.
Okay.
I couldn't see him. Cause
are you sure that your brother was fighting? Or are you sure your brother could have went someplace else?
I told you, I don't know.
Oh, you don't
who
know.
Was
okay.
Fighting.
Okay, so two of the three people were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
And then that red with the red jacket guy,
mm-hmm.
the cop that you guys were saying,
mm-hmm.
he came from here to there.
Okay, so now another guy comes.
Yeah, another guy
okay.
comes.
So this is the fourth person that
fourth
came
person,
by.
Yeah.
Another
and that's, yeah.
Fourth person with red jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Last night you told me you saw a gun in his hand. Okay. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you see a gun in his hand?
Mm-hmm. He was holding.
Did he have anything else in his hand?
No.
Did you see a flashlight or anything like that?
No, because I didn't see his left hand. I only saw his right hand with
okay.
the gun.
And that gun was in his right hand?
Uh-huh.
What did this guy look like, the guy with the red jacket?
He's kind of like your size, you know, and he has that kind of like...
That's right, I remember last night you told
yeah.
me he was like stocky, like big.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Okay. What color hair did he have, I remember?
I don't look at his hair.
Okay. Did he have a red jacket? What else did he have on?
A striped inside, but I don't know if it was long sleeve or short sleeve.
A striped shirt?
But this way.
A striped
mm-hmm.
shirt?
It's striped with brown.
Brown? got a pretty good look at him, didn't you?
He was standing right in front of me.
Okay.
And
so those would be horizontal strikes, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then when he arrived, where did he go to?
He was fighting.
Okay, so you got some people fighting by the motorhome, and this officer comes by with a gun, and he's got a red jacket on, and he goes over to where they're fighting. Okay? And what did he do?
I don't know. I don't know what he did. I just saw him pass by because I was looking when he was coming by and they were fighting.
Did you hear him say anything?
I didn't hear nobody say something.
Okay. And what happened?
And then that's when my sister was still on the phone talking to the cops, right? Calling the cops.
Oh, your sister went inside to call the police?
Yeah, that's when she's still on the phone. She tried to tell them to hurry.
When did your sister go in to call the police?
That's when I told you that one.
When they were first fighting? Is that before the officer came?
Before, yeah, it was before
okay,
the officer
sister
came.
Went. Call police. Did you know he was an officer at the time?
No, I didn't know because he wasn't wearing a uniform.
Okay. Did you have any idea that he might have been a policeman?
No, because I didn't see the gun yet.
Okay.
And that's when my sister was calling the cops.
When you saw the gun, what did you think then?
That was like after the shot, so when I saw the gun.
You didn't see the gun until after the shot?
That's why I told you I don't know who shot whom.
Okay. Okay, so what happens next? Your sister's in the house calling.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody fighting at the end of the motorhome. You're not sure who. A guy comes by with a red jacket. Afterwards, you see that he has a gun in his hand.
No, not yet. It was like after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, all of a sudden, I look. There's a shot. I heard the shot, and the smoke came out.
Are you looking right at it when the shot was fired?
No, I heard the sound fired, and then I look. The smoke was coming out.
So you heard a shot.
And I saw smoke.
And you saw smoke.
Mm-hmm. Like I told you last night.
Did you see the flash from the gun?
Because
at nighttime when you shoot a gun, like fire comes out of the end of the barrel. Did you see that? Okay. So you weren't really looking right at the gun when it was fired.
That's what I said. I don't know who shot him.
Okay. Where were you looking when the shot was fired? Do you know? You weren't looking at them. Were you looking to the side or something?
No, I was looking at my sister would hurry up. You know, I mean, I saw the smoke coming out, and then I saw somebody fell. And that's when I told her to call the ambulance when somebody got shot. But I don't know who it was.
So you're looking at your sister about the time when the shot goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around and you can see the smoke. And you saw somebody fall.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't tell who it was.
Probably approximately you see like smoke in that, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I think if you had been looking at the shot, you'd have seen the flash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
You'd have seen the gun go off. Okay. So, smoke and saw somebody fall. And then what did you do?
I mean, I went back and
you told your sister to call
the ambulance.
Told him that somebody had been shot.
I said that on the phone too because I told her, call the ambulance. Somebody
did you get on the phone or did you just tell your sister to?
The phone was right there in front of her when I was telling her, so I guess she heard
me. Is there a phone in the garage?
No, that was inside, but the door was open. The phone was right there.
So you're, if the garage, let me draw a little picture. Okay. Here's the street.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the driveway coming up into the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and here's inside the garage. Is there a door inside here?
No, there's a door right by this side.
Right here?
No, because that's the side of the thing, right? And this is the front of the
house. This is the big door that opens up into for the car to come in. The car comes in like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Where are you standing inside the garage?
I wasn't. We went to call the cops.
Mm-hmm.
There was another door. This is the front of the house. There's a door right here.
Okay.
Standing in front of the door.
In front
not
of
on the garage.
Not on the garage door.
No.
On the door.
Oh,
the entrance.
The entrance door.
Yeah.
And there's a key, and there's a telephone right inside that door.
There's a phone, there's a table, and there's a phone, and it reaches all the way down to the by the door was.
Oh, okay. So you're standing at the entrance door.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you originally you told me you were at the garage, that you had moved over, so you had moved over to here?
Yeah, originally, on the first, before
Well, you didn't tell me to be specific what I did.
Well, it's kind of important.
I know. I'm trying to drive in some way, the other way, but I think we left the right thing in there.
Okay. And originally, you're standing inside the garage, right by the big door, is that
mm-hmm.
right?
That's where I was when they were fighting.
When they were fighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when we called the
cops. At what point did you leave there? When
my sister started calling the cops.
Okay, so then you left and
went
over here. So you're standing here while your sister's inside calling the
mm-hmm.
police?
She followed her.
I followed her.
Okay, now I understand. Okay, so are you standing at this door when the shot is fired?
Mm-mm, I was standing right here with the, there was a cement that goes with that, the front of the house. So
the
I was
sidewalk?
Right there on the sidewalk where you go.
So you're standing way out here when the shot's fired? Standing out by the standing out by the curb.
Oh yeah. From the ramp, you have to go this way and there's a walkway here.
A driveway.
That goes to the driveway. So
oh, I see.
To the garage, and he was standing.
Yeah. It was like.
Okay, so you're not standing down next to the curb. You just like there's a sidewalk coming
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, there's
okay,
a sidewalk, and I was standing right there.
So you're standing over in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I ran and told her to
then
call the ambulance.
Call the ambulance.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where you're standing when the shot was fired.
Mm-hmm. And then when after that, I came out.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
And then, and then the cop with the red jacket, that's when I know he had a strap run, because he stand right in front of me and asked who was the guy with the red and blue jacket ran into. He thought he ran inside the house.
Okay.
And asked.
So he asked you, who was the guy with
mm-hmm.
the red and blue jacket? And this is after the shot, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, red and blue jacket.
Uh-huh, and then he asked you if he could go inside. He asked somebody, well, not exactly me, but he just said it was okay to go with him to go and look inside the house. And
okay.
We said, yeah, it was all right.
But he thought a guy had run into the house? Is that what he thought?
Okay. That's what he said.
And what did you tell him? You didn't see anybody or that somebody ran in or what?
I didn't say nothing by that point. Then when he asked if he could go inside the house and look, I said yeah. We said yeah. Well, some people could say yes too.
Okay. Did someone with a red and blue jacket run into the house?
Not that I know.
Okay.
And that's when I knew he had a gun because he was holding it right there.
Is that the first time you saw him with
that's
a gun?
That's when the first time I saw him with a gun.
So when you saw him run by, you only saw the red jacket initially.
Mm-hmm, I didn't see
not,
the gun.
Not until afterwards did you see the striped shirt and the gun in his hand. Okay. Did he look in the house?
He went inside the house, but I didn't follow him.
Okay. And how long was he in there?
Like, I don't know, like seconds.
Okay.
Not exactly long.
Very short time?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're not
sure. I'm not sure because I wasn't looking and when he went inside.
Okay, but was he?
He was outside. And yeah. Stopped here inside.
Okay.
I didn't even know that.
Okay. So he was in there just for seconds, you said, or a few minutes, or?
I didn't see him walk inside. He asked me and he said, yeah, and I didn't know if he went already or not.
You didn't even know if he went in
mm-hmm.
or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then he walked out, and like then he, I was talking to somebody. I think it was Sean, or a friend. I don't know who I was talking to. I stand there looking at who fell, and I was trying to find out that who got shot.
Did you go out to find out who it was?
I just went outside. I didn't go close to them because we weren't allowed to, I guess, because the cops came.
Okay. Had the police, other police arrived yet?
Right at 10?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you see any other officer with a gun?
Mm-mm. Not after everybody arrived.
I mean, about the time that the shot was fired, did you see any other officer?
Oops.
Or anybody else with a gun?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Prior to all of this happening, before just they ran down the street, before the fight started, before any of that, did you hear another gunshot?
No, I didn't.
You didn't hear it? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Did you see anybody with baseball bats?
Mm-mm.
Or anything? Like maybe some Mexican fellows with baseball bats that were coming here to fight?
No, if there was, I don't remember. I
didn't see them. Okay. any of the people that were there that were fighting or were around that motorhome, did you see anyone with a crowbar?
No. Mm-mm.
These people that were fighting and so forth, you said you don't know who it was that was fighting. You don't even know if it was your brother. You don't know who they were.
No, I don't.
Were you able to make out faces or anything, or were you just seeing figures?
Figures. I don't know. I don't exactly know the world, but I see, like, people punching there, but I don't know who.
Could you tell how many people?
There's only two people.
Only two people punching? Where exactly were they standing in relationship to the motorhome?
First they were standing on the side of it, and then they went in the back of it. That's when.
If this is the motorhome.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the front of it. The point is the front. And they come running down the street. Where do they first stop? Say this is the cab of it. This is the cabin, and this is back is the motorhome. So you say they first stopped someplace, then they ran to the back of it?
I don't exactly remember, because they went past it first, and then they went back, and I don't know where they stopped over.
So they went past it first, and then came back?
Yeah.
And where were they fighting at? Where did you see them fighting at?
At first?
Yeah.
When at first they were fighting, not at first they stopped.
Okay, when they were first were fighting.
Okay. They were on the side of the motor right here.
So right over in here somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they went past it?
And they went back. Here.
Back in here somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
And then did they come back?
Not that I know.
Where were they last fighting that you remember?
Last? Behind the motor.
Back in here somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. But you say they passed it first.
Mm-hmm. That's what I remember.
And then they came
know.
Back to here? And then they were fight. Last place they were fighting is here. Okay.
That's why I don't know where the first stopped at. Is that it?
Anything else you can think of that I haven't asked you?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Let me kind of go through it real quick as to what you told me. You tell me if it's correct, okay? To make sure I understand you correctly. You got home last Friday night. You've been working.
Mm-hmm.
And you got home. Let's see my notes here. You got home about 9:45, you're not sure. Your cousin drove you home.
Yeah.
Okay. And when she first drove you home, you came up here and you parked up in this area.
Yeah.
And you saw some people in the front yard.
Yeah,
and not a lot of people, less than six, maybe a couple, two, three, four, you don't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was your cousin, Jeremy Sokolis, and his girlfriend, you don't know her name, Jeff Flores, you saw him. And there could have been some more, but you don't remember.
Mm-mm.
Okay. And then after talking, it was decided that she was going to take you down to the other house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was the reason for that?
You go down, my aunt and my cousin was there.
Okay, so you go down to the other house, and you get out, and you go into the garage, or you go into the house, and you talk with your cousin for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come out, and you come out to the garage, and you're saying goodbye to her. Does she drive off?
Your cousin went home.
Okay, so they drove off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So while you're standing there at the garage door's open, the big garage door, you see some cars go by. You see a car you think is like a Cadillac. And it's like, let me see, it's kind of a light blue or gray. It goes by and comes up this way.
But I don't know.
Another brown car goes by and comes up this way. And then a little yellow car makes a U-turn right in front of your house and stops along the curb. Somebody gets out of that car.
No.
That's not around the curve.
Where
in
did it
front,
park?
I said in front of where the garage is.
In front of where the garage is?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it stops in front of where the garage is at.
Yeah.
And somebody gets out of the car, and you said you didn't know where it got out, where they got out of the car from? You didn't say somebody got out of the car?
Yeah.
Somebody got out of the car, but I don't know. Well,
yeah, but you said you didn't know where they got out. You don't know whether they were the driver or the passenger?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, so they got out and they walked. And they walked off somewhere.
There should be a passenger because they're making a U-turn in the picture, not the driver that came out with somebody that take over for the driver.
Yeah, well, I asked her. She said she doesn't know where they got out of the car from. Do you know where they got out of the car? She doesn't know whether it was the driver. She doesn't know if it was the passenger. She doesn't know where they got out.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that what you told me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, Well, what did you see the guy? Did you see him on the right side or on the right side of the car?
I just saw him when he already shut the door.
But
I don't know.
But you don't know where they got out from.
Mm-mm.
Okay, we went over this a lot. She can't remember. She doesn't know whether they were the driver or the passenger.
It happens so quickly.
Yeah, it does. Sometimes you don't see.
Yeah.
You saw the faces, but you don't know what nationality they were.
Mm-mm.
Or anything. Okay. The car stopped in front of the house. One guy got out, but you don't know from where. The other cars drove up here, but you didn't really see where they went, so whether they turned or they stopped or what they did, because you were concentrating on the yellow car. Your sister, and this guy ran down the street somewhere, but you don't know where he went to, the guy that got out,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not sure you told me what happened to the yellow car. Where did it go?
I don't exactly know what happened to it.
You did.
Well, the next thing I know, when I look, it wasn't there anymore.
Okay. So it may have drove, I guess it drove off, but you didn't see it drive off, okay. Car drove off. You didn't see it. Okay. Your sister Felisa was saying something and tried to walk over to where the people were,
mm-hmm.
at the car, but you didn't want her going over there. You grabbed her. Don't go over there. Okay? Then next thing you see is you see people running down the street.
Yeah.
One person goes by, then your brother goes by, and then another person goes by, and you described to me where they start fighting
yeah.
around the mall. Then an officer, who turns out to be an officer later, comes by with a red jacket on, and two out of the three people are fighting. You don't know who they are that's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
This fourth person with the red jacket, he comes over by them, but he's not fighting with them. These two people are fighting. He's a big guy, stocky build. Later on, you see that he's got a striped brown shirt,
mm-hmm.
and with horizontal stripes. He's got a red jacket. Later on, you see that he's got a gun in his hand. You didn't see the gun initially.
No.
Or the brown shirt. Not until he came over to you and asked to look in the house. You didn't hear him say anything.
Mm-mm.
Okay? In fact, you told me you didn't hear anybody say anything.
Mm-mm.
Okay? You told your sister went to call the police, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That was before the officer came.
Before the officer came.
Your sister went to go call the police. So she's gone over to where you showed me where the front door is at. You're still standing at the garage. Okay.
No, not in the garage. It's on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk. In front, that's right. You're standing right out in here.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your attention was probably turned somewhere, either to your sister or something, and you heard a shot. And you turned around and you saw smoke.
Yes.
Okay, and you saw somebody fall to the ground. Correct?
Yeah.
You told your sister, call the ambulance because
uh-huh.
someone's been shot.
Yeah.
Okay. This officer comes over to you and says, who is the guy with the red and blue jacket? Now you can see the brown stripes. You can see he's got a gun in his hand. With a blue jacket, thought somebody had run into the house. You said, go ahead and look if you want. You're not sure whether he looked or he didn't look or whatever.
He
went inside the house. A short time later, he came out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You never saw any other officer or anyone else with guns. Never heard another gunshot earlier before the guy's kids were running.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You didn't see you didn't see anybody with bats or any other weapons? Didn't see anybody with a crowbar?
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Nope.
Anything else?
Nope.